Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
That's Pub.
Seattle.
Big deal.
I could see them winning this game. I could see them losing this game.
I don't think I could eat Beaver.
Come on, you dumbass. Eat me.
Finally, but not last.
Wild card, bitches!
Jacked a granny.
Jacked a granny today.
Wow.
She won't even return his calls, you freaking bitch. What is
Take
up with that?
Throw me. Take off your shorts and dunk me.
You can't just kick a homeless person off a bike and take
How far up your ass is your head? I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch. I've never seen so much dong in my life.
They are going to rock your ass for 2 hours.
I'm coming hard. Hello?
You know, I have a homeless bike update. I have very disappointed in one of our fans. Well, that story about you can't kick a homeless guy off a bike. If you remember, I was in the market trying to buy a bicycle, and a homeless man was on a bike very similar to what I was trying to buy.
A very nice bike.
A very nice bike. Literally like a $6,000 bike. And offered to sell it to me. At which point I was very rude and told the guy that he was a terrible human being. F that guy. And he stole that bike. Well, fast forward. I had a listener who had DM'd me on Twitter and was asking me, he said, hey, I'm looking at getting a bike. You know, what kind of bike should I get? Told me what he was looking for. So I was like, oh, here's a couple, you know. Like, this is kind of what I would get. You're looking for a commuter bike right here. And then he texts me back like a couple weeks later and he goes, hey, FYI, I bought one of those bikes. And I thought that it would probably go for like $500-$600. And he goes, yeah, he goes, I bought it off a guy on Craigslist. He goes, I'm pretty sure it was stolen. It was like $90. And I was like, you son of a bitch. And he goes, yeah, I didn't have the fortitude to not buy it. It's buying stolen bicycles.
Yeah, that's a lack of morals.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, yeah, I knew it was stolen. He goes, I looked him up, and he goes, they were all going for like, you know, $600-$800. This guy was offering $100. I talked him down to like 90. And I was like, oh my gosh. He's like, I know it was stolen, but he goes, it's a really nice bike. I'm like, you son of a gun. Tried to provide an example for people and our listeners out there buying stolen property.
Instead, you showed him an opportunity.
I did show him an opportunity.
Well, not everyone can have our level of heroism. I was about to say heroism.
Well, Rob's known for his moral compass.
That's
absolutely
right.
Well, it is a tough situation. Like, if you're looking to buy something and,
well known,
and you know it's such a sweet deal, but you know it's stolen, you know, that's a tough, you know, you're like, oh, man, well, I didn't steal it, but gonna buy it.
$90. Why doesn't the guy sell it for way more?
I don't think the guy had any idea that it was, you know. I think when you steal a bicycle and you're just like
stolen thief?
Yeah, I think you're
puts it on Craigslist for $90.
That guy's looking for cash as soon as he can get it.
No, I understand, yeah. But there's two things here. One, put it on there for way more. Nobody will know it's stolen.
That's true. But then,
and you'll make more money.
Problem is that, like, for bikes, like I bought and sold several bicycles. Those are not things that sell very quickly. If you want to get rid of it, you need to price it very aggressively. Now, I will say, $100 is very, very aggressive.
I mean, that's like red flag.
That's
all
red flag. But apparently there's people out there that don't care, including this listener, who I advised on what to buy. He jumped all over it. And then still talked the guy down for $10. He's like, how about 90?
It's like when you bought that stolen vacuum.
I did buy a stolen vacuum.
You're no better than that guy.
Although, to be fair, I don't know that I bought a stolen vacuum. I just bought one out of the back of a guy's
van. Well, that guy doesn't know either, but I'm pretty sure.
Oh, he knows.
Well, you knew too.
He knows. I will never forget when I met the guy and he opened up his van and he just had like 12 vacuums in the box in there. I was like, oh my gosh. But in that moment, you know, I'd already committed to the vacuum purchase. I needed the vacuum. What's a good deal? Dyson vacuums are expensive.
So do women talk more than men? Way back in 2007, how old were you in 2007?
2007? Oh, I was in my 20s. 29?
The University of Arizona put together a large study that refuted the claim that women are more talkative than men.
Mm-hmm.
They found that men and women speak roughly the same number of words per day.
Oh.
Roughly 16,000 words per day.
I'm guessing most of those words from men are talking down to other women, but...
Wow. Well, there's been a new, larger follow-up to that study that paints a more nuanced picture, Jace.
Oh, talk to me.
It suggests that women may be the chattier gender, but only during a certain period of life.
Hmm. I'm guessing that's not when they get old? Are we talking like adolescence?
So they found no significant differences in men and women, number of words used between the ages of 10 and 17.
Hmm.
No significant difference.
Yeah.
The ages of 18 to 24. No significant difference.
Hmm.
And 65 and up, no significant difference.
Oh.
The difference of about 3,000 or more words per day
mm-hmm.
is from the ages of 25 to 64.
Huh. I would have thought it'd be kids. Because having raised two little girls, there is nothing more talkative on the planet than like a six-year-old girl. I mean, it is non...
Just doesn't stop.
Stop.
Well, they didn't study... So there was nobody before 10. Like I said, 10 to 17 was the first group.
Yeah.
So,
I had the one son and then we had the two daughters, but I've been around a bunch of their friends and I'm telling you, little boys, I mean, they're just out doing little boy crap. But little girls, they will ask you a million questions, and if you ever want to beat your head into a wall, just sit down and ask a little girl like what's her favorite movie, and she will give you a line by line summation of her favorite movie.
And then,
yeah,
and then the princess.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why.
And you just sit there and you're like, oh my god. But yeah, I guess so. Really, I would have thought it would have skewed younger. So it's in the sweet spot of getting old.
The research also discovered that people in general might be becoming less talkative.
I can see that because of just social media and text and all
digital
that.
Digital communication.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk. I don't need to talk. Text me.
Well, I just think that's in general. Again, go ask a young person to have a conversation with someone. Their anxiety goes through the freaking roof. They can't communicate.
So... You should know that during the ages, if your wife or girlfriend is between the age of 25 and 64, she is speaking, on average, about 3,000 more words per day than you.
Does your wife ever just want to talk to you because you guys should talk? Like that? There's no...
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, she'll just be like...
She doesn't... I don't know how it is in your house, but I can tell you in my house, it does not matter when my wife wants to talk or what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That doesn't matter.
No.
What matters is we talk.
Yeah.
And we talk.
Yeah. I'll be sitting there and she'll just look at me and she'll be like, say something. And I'll be like, huh? And she's like, I don't know, let's talk. And I'm like, about what? She's like, anything. And I'm like, that throws me for a loop.
Yeah, so it has to be, get provoking conversation out of nothing is interesting.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't get that. She just has something to say and she says it. And it doesn't matter if I'm listening to something, if I'm on the... it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
I could be working. Well, technically, our work is like sitting on the couch prepping, but she doesn't care.
It's award-winning show prep.
Yeah. That's right. I've won awards for it. She doesn't care.
No.
Well, she wants to talk.
Oh, that happens, too. I was... it was on Super Bowl Sunday. I was listening to a podcast sitting in my chair, and it was the morning. I was farting around on a video game, and she started talking to me, and of course... I didn't really hear it, and I got in trouble.
Yeah.
And I was like...
You can't do that because it looks like you're ignoring.
But I was like, I'm doing two things. I'm playing this game. You can see that I have my phone next to me, and you can hear the podcast that I'm listening to, and yet you expect me to be able to listen to you. I'm like, it's a bridge too far.
She doesn't expect you to be able to listen to her. She expects you to shut off the podcast and listen to her.
Yeah.
So you have to do both.
Maybe shut off the video game too.
You only have to do one.
Yeah.
And it's listen to me.
That's true.
That's what she expects.
But my ones that I struggle with are the, and I'm telling you, I'll just be sitting on the couch for no rhyme reason, 9 o'clock at night, just sitting there, and she'll just scoot over next to me, get real close, and I'm like, are you all right? And she'll just be like, tell me something. And I never know. I'm like, she's like, you talk all the time. And I'm like,
That's true. We do talk all the time.
And then I'm like, I don't know what.
Do you find you have less to say as you get older?
Because
I do.
Yeah. Well, and I don't like, and we've talked about this, I don't like explaining news. There's nothing that jams me up more than, hey, did you hear about such and such? And I'm like, yeah, we talked about it. And then she just looks at me with like this weird blank expression as if I'm about to then have to go into it. And I'm like, do I really have? And she's like, you explain it to your audience. I'm like, well, yeah, but I don't.
And then when you say, honey, our show's available on podcast if you'd like to listen.
Boy, that'd be condescending.
You know, I got this one the other day. So I was, because like the audiobooks. So she'll be like, oh, what are you listening to? And I'm like, oh, it's called it was like 6 minutes to midnight or whatever. And she's like, what's that? And I'm like, oh, it's a book on the Cuban Missile Crisis. What's the Cuban Missile Crisis?
For the Cuban Missile Crisis?
You what?
Is she too young for the Cuban Missile Crisis?
Well, I think everyone's too young for the Cuban Missile Crisis. But well, that and she, you know.
I know what it is. And I'm 50.
Yeah.
49.
So.
She's, well, I don't want
to. And then I had to.
She's 25.
And so then I do the. Well, it was a thing, and, you know, and I give a brief synopsis, and then, like, I'll stop. And then I eventually get the, it doesn't matter. It's a long thing, and, you know, you can look it up. And she'll be like, why? Why can't you tell me about it? Because I don't, how on earth am I going to explain the Cuban Missile Crisis in less than, like, it's too much. It's too much.
The other thing that my wife does is that she'll know that she's out of the loop on something that's happened. Not, like, more of a like a pop culture thing that, you know, she had no idea of who the Hawktua girl was.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah.
And so something like this will come up and she's like, well, what's that? And I'll start to explain it and I'll get to a point where it's very clear she no longer has interest and wish she hadn't asked. And it's like, okay, when are you going to shut up? I'm like, you asked about this.
Yeah, I'm trying to explain it to you thoroughly. So
and then
you
she's
know.
Like, yeah, there's a reason I didn't want to know. I'm like, okay.
Bitch.
Yeah. My usual response is it doesn't matter, and nothing pisses her off more than when I tell her it doesn't matter.
How about go look it up?
She says that's what I'm there for.
You're her Google?
I am just there to explain things.
Here's a guy on the text line says, I fear quiet moments around the house because then my wife will say, so what do you want to talk about? But of course, I always have the wrong topic. Things like, how should I get you out of those clothes are non-starters. I like that. Here's another one says, I've got a friend who wants to be on the phone all the time and discuss whatever. And I'm just like, dude, text me. I'm busy.
Yeah. See, and I don't mind. And I think that's the part that jams her up is I don't mind chatting. No problem. But forcing.
Something of substance, perhaps?
Well, yeah.
It's almost like telling a comedian, like, say something funny.
Yes.
It's not that you can't converse, but just being prompted to do it from a standstill on whatever.
And do I speak for a lot of men when I say, if there's nothing to talk about, why are we talking?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
It's not like we have to talk.
No.
Let's just hang.
Again, yeah, exactly.
Why are we filling... it's just hollow words. Like, thank who cares? You.
Exactly.
If we've got... like, I'm... I don't know. I'm usually pretty succinct with what I have to tell her. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, things like, yeah, you know, important conversations or whatever. I'm usually succinct about it. She's like, well... you know, she's a therapist.
Yeah.
So she's always like, well, well, how are you feeling? Tell me more. Like, no, I just told you everything I needed to tell you. All in three sentences.
Then you're done.
I'm going to go hit balls.
Someone says, careful, guys. My wife's in the car with me. You're getting in trouble. Yeah. So if you're driving around with your husband right now, know that he's sitting there being like, oh, boy.
Well, I mean, he loves you. He's married to you.
Yeah.
Baby.
What's up, sugar teas? You're doing great.
We don't need to talk all the time about... nothing.
Yeah.
Do you ever get the one where you go somewhere or you do something and then you get back and they're like, what are you going to tell me about da 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 da? I'm like, well, sure. Are you going to ask about it? Does that ever happen?
No.
Like I'll go out to dinner with friends or something like that. Friends I haven't seen in a while, and I'll come back.
Yeah.
And I'll just be kind of going about my business. Yeah. And like, oh, my wife will be like, yeah. So are you going to tell me about dinner? Yeah. And I'm like, well, I mean, I don't know. What do you want to know? Like, do you want to ask me about dinner?
Yeah.
See, to them, Buckley, it's really common to just talk about the dinner.
Yes.
They just want to tell you everything, what they had. You know.
I so understand where you're coming from.
But to men, we don't, like, why do you need to know about the, like, there's no.
Or if you want to know something, then ask me a specific question.
Hey, what did you have?
Or like, you know, who did you sit next to and who did you chat with tonight? I mean, whatever.
I also get this one a lot. I don't know if you're familiar with this move, but this one happens quite a bit, too. Hey, what happened with so-and-so's wife? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I don't know. We didn't talk about it. What do you mean you didn't talk about it? I didn't talk about it.
I bet you guys both get this one. You go out golfing with a friend, and you're out there for 4 hours over 18 holes, and then you get back, and they're like, what'd you guys talk about? And you're like, nothing. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know. We golfed. We kind of chit-chatted. Like, you didn't find out how such-and-such kid or wife or job was going? I'm like, I don't know, man.
I've gotten that one a lot. Hey, how's your so-and-so? I don't know.
Didn't ask him.
But he shot 74.
You didn't ask him how his wife was? Yeah. Well, I mean, we talked. You know, he brought her up at some point in time.
We don't talk about crap like that. We talk about sports and stuff, man.
That is the... and that's just... those are differences. And by the way, no one's right, no one's wrong. It's just the...
Well, we're right.
There's just differences in...
yeah, it's just different.
Yeah, it's just different.
And those of us that stay happily married for a long time, what do I want to say?
We just learn how to navigate
we've
those
learned,
waters.
That's right. We can row that boat.
And it's upon her to also realize that at this point, she understands that I will have no details that she wants. Like, she'll be like, when are you leaving? Like, there's a trip coming up or something. Hey, when are you guys leaving? I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I don't know. We'll figure it out. What hotel are you staying at? Couldn't tell you. What do you mean you don't know? I don't know. My buddy booked it. And you don't have that information?
This happens to me. When I went down to the Rose Bowl for the day, she wanted to know about all the details. Where are your seats? What? I mean, I'm going to get down there, and I'm going to figure it out. I don't know.
The biggest one that I ever got was Dusty invited me last year to the crab feed. There's a crab feed, and it turns out it's like in basically the Oregon-Idaho border. It's
nowhere
like
near an ocean.
No. But I just assumed it was a crab feed, and it was like 5 hours away. I thought we were going to the Oregon coast. And she called me like 3.5 hours into the trip. And she's like, where are you at? And I'm like, I don't know. We just pulled over to some casino. And she's like, what's the casino? And I told her, and she goes, what? That is the exact opposite of the coast. And I'm like, yeah, it turns out we're not going to the coast. I thought she was going to, if she could have stabbed me in the eye through the phone, she would have. Well, and she's like, you didn't know where you were going? I'm like, I assumed the coast. Turns out.
Is this because she's worried that you're deceiving her?
I don't know. I think at this point she realizes that there is no deceiving. I just don't know.
I
where
also think it's jarring to the women that we don't know, like that we could go about something like that and not have a care that we're going east versus west.
Yeah, they don't get that.
She cannot process that I am getting in a car or getting on an airplane and I am not aware of the hotel or any information. I'm just getting on there, trusting that wherever we're going is where we're supposed to be going, and it pisses her off so much because she cannot process it. Where I'm like, I don't know, I'm not in charge of it. Someone else is driving the van. I'm just in the back, heading this way.
Are you guys, one more thing here. Are you as shocked and almost impressed with the level of detail to which your wife thinks about things?
Oh, it's incredible.
As much as I am?
Yeah.
It's incredible. Like, I cannot believe how much my wife thinks about every little thing.
Yes.
Regarding, I don't know, small example, what she's going to put in her bag on her trip.
100%.
She thinks about everything. And I just, that is so bizarre to me because I do not think like that at all.
Yeah. My wife will start packing for a trip like 3 days beforehand to make sure that everything is like, out. And I'm like, she's like, well, when it gets here, I'll just be ready to go. And I'm like, I'll throw all my stuff in the bag 60 minutes before I need to leave.
Right. And we'll think about, we'll inevitably forget something, but we'll think about, okay, here's what I need. What's the weather like? That's about it.
Anything I need, I can buy at the place that I'm going to.
And then she'll be like, well, this is what. So she'll have everything. Like, I'll be on the trip, and then I'll be like, hey, do you have any fingernail clippers? She'll be like, aha, see? This is why I'm so prepared, because you're not. Like, that's not being prepared, is it?
Well, the anxiety level that exists.
I'll just go buy some.
Every now and then, she will give me a glimpse inside of her thought process, and I am terrified of...
What does that mean?
Well...
Tell us more about that.
She has a lot of anxiety. She worries a lot. And she claims that I worry about nothing, which is partially true.
It's a good life. A key to a good life is worrying about far less than you need to.
Yes.
My wife is frequently upset that there's so little on my radar.
Yes.
She's like, you have no idea, like, how burdened I am by this, like, mental load. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I'd like to take some of it from you, but, like, that stuff that you're always thinking about, I am not. Yeah. So I don't know how to make that happen.
My 7-iron, I just can't hit it straight.
So, yeah. Once in a while, she will let me in on what she's really, the deep dive into what she's thinking about. And I'll just sit there with a look on my face like, let's never talk about this again. Because it is such a broad... To say it casts a wide net of things to worry about, that does a disservice to wide nets. It's like a West Coast of worry. And everything from massive things like death to the world's small... They all fit under one umbrella. And it goes on in her head...
All the time.
All the time.
She never stops thinking.
Never stops.
Hmm.
Ever. Whatsoever. And it's like...
That sounds rough.
And I'm like, this is...
So I'm like, no wonder you're exhausted at the end of the day. You've been thinking about this stuff nonstop.
Yeah, you know how you don't have anxiety? Don't think about that stuff.
I also like this one.
I should be a therapist.
I also like this one, too. Like, my son was home a while back. He came down for a long weekend. And we were hanging out, and it was, you ever one of those with your son where you just end up, like, you pour a couple bourbons or whatever, and you sit down and talk. And so it got to be, like, 11:30 at night, and my gal had to wake up in the morning for work. We had Monday off. I think we had a duck game or something. And so she's like, I got to go to bed. And we're like, all right, we'll see you later. She goes to bed. Me and my boy ended up killing a bottle, and we were hanging out. So I didn't come to bed until, like, 3 in the morning. 2:30, 3 in the morning. We stayed up a lot, and we were just kind of chatting. And I go walking into the bedroom, and guess who's up? And I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, I just couldn't sleep. And I was like, what? The fear of missing out. She wanted to be a part of that. And I'm like, then why didn't you just come downstairs?
So the FOMO, she's FOMO.
FOMO.
Wow.
Huge FOMO. So she cannot sleep.
Up there in the room waiting because she might have missed something?
Yeah. And so I'm like, did you sleep? She goes, I don't know. She goes, I keep waking up like every like 20 minutes. She goes, but I didn't want to go downstairs because then I knew I wouldn't sleep. I'm like, you're not going to sleep anyways. And I'm like, what did you think she was talking about? And that was the problem. When I said, what do you think we're talking about? The amount of topics that she thought that we could possibly be discussing.
A lot on the table, huh?
Lot on the table. And then I actually told her what we talked about, and she was like, oh. It's like, you didn't miss out on a damn thing. Oh. But that will happen. She cannot sleep for fear that something is going down and she should be a part of it. But she will try to force herself to sleep. It's unbelievable.
Wild.
Yeah.
Well, there you go, ladies. There's a little segment for you. Somebody texted and said, now my wife's worried about me listening to this show. Way to go, guys.
YouTube chat says, today at the He-Man Woman Haters Club.
No.
It's just
I'm not
hating
anything. It's
like,
just
how do people interpret it that way?
It's just a Mars-Venus thing.
It's just a bunch of dudes talking about being dudes.
Yeah.
And dumb bros.
I don't hate. Believe me, there's probably a million things that she looks at me and is like, what a dumbass. But
I think all of these things we're talking about are why women are the superior species.
Yes.
Like, I can't think of all the detail that goes through her head.
No.
She's better than I am.
Yeah.
Still, I'd rather just worry about my 7-iron.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Mine is like, what am I going to eat for lunch? I think about my lunch a lot.
Yeah, I think about what I'm going to drink.
I'm like,
What am I going to have tonight?
Hey, that is an important question.
What am I in the mood for?
I guarantee you know what I'm going to think about during this break? Oh, my God. Maybe it's a Black Label sort of night.
Get some whiskey out. Yeah, yeah. Maybe I'll hit the scotch. Yeah. And then I get all excited.
Yeah. I think about lunch a lot. Like, I plan my day. I'm like, oh, what am I going to do for lunch? Lunch is a money meal for me.
All right, we got to run. Coming up next. What is coming up next? God, that was a long... That was a long...
You're a break behind.
Yeah, sorry about that. Yeah. Let's talk about Red, White, and Blue Land. Are you ready for it?
No.
Because I am.
No, I'm not.
We're going. That's next on The Fan. Hey, I've got business.
Let's talk. It's hockey business, too, since you're Hockey Rob.
I got to find it in my email.
Searching.
Monday from Tara.
Monday. What was the date?
That was yesterday.
That was the 10th.
Oh, yeah.
Today's the 11th.
That was just yesterday.
That was just yesterday, yes.
Well, I get a lot of emails, guys.
Very important.
Can't scrolling. Be bothered. Can't be bothered with these sorts of things. Would you like me to find it?
Yeah, do you got it over there?
I'm sure I have it.
Where the hell did it go?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, I can't find it.
I don't know.
Ah, to hell with it.
I can't find it. Here it is.
Are you going to read it?
Would you like me to read it?
Yeah.
Well, now
you
I gotta,
do it.
Now I got to pull up the copy here.
Yeah, we got copy for you guys. You guys excited about this?
Yes! We love it. We love it. Details. 4-pack of tickets to our Portland Winterhawks game against the Wenatchee Wild on Saturday, February 22nd. Isaac and Suk have your chance to win this week.
That's us.
Listen Monday through Friday during primetime. And listen for the code word. And when you hear the code word, text it to 503-864-6FAN. Hence the Vancouver 4 text line, and your chance to win the tickets to the game. Visit 1080thefan.com for complete details.
And now, we have your code word.
Give it to me.
Hawks. H-A-W-K-S. You need to text that to 503-864-6326 for your chance to win that 4-pack of tickets.
And I will see you at the Wenatchee Wild game. I'm going to that.
Hey, that was great, guys.
We got you.
You're nice welcome.
Job. We got you.
I still can't find the damn email.
We only wake you up for the important emails.
I did read it.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
You paid attention?
I saw it. I just forgot about it, and Buck reminded me.
Rob, you paying attention?
Nope.
While you were gone, we did tell the greatest Isaac Rupp. Somehow when you were gone last time, when you were in Vegas, me and Buck were doing the show together, we did tell the infamous Isaac Rupp to what I feel is the greatest example of Isaac Rupp not caring. I don't know if you remember this, but we were told there was a mandate coming down from higher up, from back in Philadelphia, about some extracurricular things that we were going to have to do.
I think it was on the app, perhaps.
Yes.
There was a
certain app that we had to download, and we were going to put content
I think it was videos, right, or something?
And we sat there for a half hour, and you did not say a word. Not a single word in the entire meeting as you turned your chair back and forth. And I believe
mostly staring at the ceiling.
And I believe the first words out of your mouth were, we can't repeat what they were, but
who was in the meeting?
You, me, Buck, and Jeff.
Is this right, Buckley?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, your response was, oh, F off. Or something like that.
That was the first. After 30 minutes of being
or maybe
silent
it was
in a
F
meeting,
you. I don't remember.
F off.
Well, it was ridiculous. You have to admit, and you're welcome. That's the other. That's the other thing. You're welcome.
It died.
And let me tell you something. That did die. And I will tell you this too. I never did S with that. And I told him I wasn't going to.
Suk also regaled the tale of you showing up to, I think it was a production meeting back when you had production meetings, and you were flipping through the Girls of the Pac-12.
Well, yeah, that, okay, but you can back me on this one.
What?
I mean, Dennis was our boss.
Yes.
And he would, the show meeting was not for us, it was just for him to just tell jokes and tell what he would do if he had a show, and that was very uninteresting to me, and I didn't
care.
It was
not an important meeting. No.
It's like him. It's like, here's what you guys should do. Shut up, dude. This girl's hot.
I did enjoy, though, that it would be in the middle of a meeting, and you would be flipping through the Girls of the Pack.
Like, I'm looking at Sarah Jean again.
I loved her. Remember when we had her in concert? In the studio?
Yeah.
In the stewed?
Yeah. There is a long line of Isaac Rupp meetings that I will never forget. Long after this show is dead and gone, listen, I will remember you in meetings.
I have to be fair here. I have to say this. I love what I do.
Yeah.
I do. I love this job. But let me tell you something. Behind the scenes, they ask you to do a lot of dumb crap.
Yeah.
And I just refuse to do it.
You do.
It's just not...
I just love when someone says this is mandatory, and you're like, man, we'll find out about that.
No, it isn't.
Rob pushes the boundaries.
Maybe for others, not for me.
And look, again, I've said this a million times. I'll say it again. What are you going to do? Fire me? I don't care. I really don't.
You're the Ricky Gervais.
What are you going to do? Pee on me? Like, I don't know. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, F off.
And I'm going to shove a burrito in my ass.
Me and Buck just looked at each other and we're trying not to laugh, like, and also okay, be horrified.
So we're not doing it then.
Well, you guys did it because you're little soldiers.
We might have done it like once or
you
twice
did it.
And that
I
thing
remember.
Died.
Yeah. I remember Suk asked me, he's like, have you done that? I'm like, no.
No.
Well, it's supposed to be you guys anyways.
Well, I know.
Like, Buck, get over here.
Yeah. Hey, Buck, Rob doesn't want to do this, so can you do this?
Shut up and do it.
You know what my next one is? Well, no, I better not say that. I have a hill I'll die on.
Yeah. Yeah, it's careful. Don't die.
I'll just
yet.
I won't say it until it comes
there
up.
There you go. It's probably
because it's gonna come up. Although they do a great job of leaving us alone.
Yes, they
not
do.
Corporate, but no. But our local leaders.
Yes, they do.
They let us do our thing, and I appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, they leave us alone.
The company, though, Odyssey, yeah. My God.
They got big ideas.
They're still sending me emails about, you know, those stupid, you have a training session you got to do?
Yeah. When's the last time you did a training
Dude,
session?
Dude, it's been years, and I delete them every time.
I was made to do like 20 of those last year.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Because I let a bunch of them expire. Well, I'm like, they're not going to do anything, and...
No, they do. The
they started bugging
they
me.
They start coming after
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But they haven't yet, so I just make them. I make some dude earn his salary back in Philadelphia.
You will bird dog me.
You're keeping someone employed.
That's right. All right. There's another long, stupid segment.
Yeah.
Coming up next, what did I tease last time?
I think we stepped it. We're a break behind, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh, I got to tell you the. Well, I wanted to talk about Red, White, and Blue Land.
Yeah.
But that won't take long. But we have a stunning Ozempic side effect.
Yeah, I want to hear about this.
That is hitting Americans. So if you know anybody on Ozempic.
Ozempic.
It's getting rough out there. But first, Buck with SportsCenter.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got Buck Heaton.
All right. There. Yeah, Buck's back.
Turns out Buck got fired from a haberdashery and he's got feelings about it.
Well, yeah. He did the I'm not doing your bit.
Well, yeah, people were texting him. In talking about, fine, what are you going to do, fire me? Yeah, I was the best salesperson there, and I didn't adhere with the dress code. They wanted me to wear more old-timey 30s, 40s themed barbershop quartet stuff, and I'm like, I'm not doing that.
I want you to wear more barbershop quartet.
I bet you
stuff.
Do.
That'd be amazing.
You should start dressing that way for the show.
Not a chance.
Can you wear like those little armband ones, like where you roll your shirt up and you put the arm?
Yeah. Like that's what he was like. That's what this manager wanted me to wear, like little like puffy braces on your blousy sleeves. Like, man.
It's like Flair at Applebee's.
Exactly
Buck, I
right.
I think you would look great in that. I'm siding with management here. I think we should try to force Buckley to do that. What if I can get Cooley to tell you that's what you have to dress?
What if we did instill a dress code at the Fan?
Remember when we first got on Comcast? Now we're just like, hey, remember when we're pulling a Chris Farley show? But when we first got on Comcast all those years ago, Dave Kamens got pissy because I would wear white. And I guess it would wash me out on TV. And he would get very mad, and I'd be like, you're not paying me to do this. And two, if you want me to wear different things, buy me some colored shirts then. Otherwise, I'm going to wear white shirts. I have white shirts. And he said something to me once about it. And so for the next like 8 days, I wore a white shirt, and he texted me. He goes, okay, point, prove it. He's like, you're just trying to piss me off. I'm like, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, it's funny what people won't do and you don't pay them.
Yes. You know, like, hey, can you wear a different shirt? Yeah, if you pay me or give me money to buy different clothes. But until then, I'm going to wear what I have.
Well, U.S. Representative Buddy Carter, a Republican from Georgia, is trending today.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's a really sharp guy with brilliant ideas.
I sense sarcasm from you.
What are you talking about? I think this is going to be such a cool idea.
He has introduced a bill authorizing President Trump to negotiate the purchase of Greenland from Denmark.
Yeah.
And it would be, once the purchase is final...
It's not going to be Greenland anymore, right?
No.
Yeah.
It would be named Red, White, and Blueland.
Oh, my God. Why are we so dumb?
That's right.
America, yeah! Are we aware of the fact, too, that Norway has said, like, a million times no? Like, I don't know.
His bill gives the Office of the Secretary of the Interior 6 months to update all federal documents to reflect the island's new name if the acquisition goes through.
Someone got banned from the AP today from covering anything at the White House because they won't call it the Gulf of America.
Did they officially change that?
I think it's just what you call it, but I guess in the AP, the Associated Press, they still refer to it as the Gulf of Mexico, and so the White House said they banned the AP reporters because they call it the Gulf of Mexico.
Going with the Gulf of cheaper eggs.
The amount of things that I can't do it.
Why not?
I'm just going to shut up. Shouldn't we break?
He also has a separate bill called the Make Greenland Great Again Act.
Ah, yes. What are we doing? Like, what?
Is that meteor getting close?
Yeah, I just, of all the things that we have to worry about, we're this.
Make America great, bitch.
This is where we're spending our time.
So do you want to hear about the big Ozempic? I'll just tell you.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you next.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, so if you're taking Ozempic, you better stop. Next on the fan. Well, if you've got anyone that you know in your life that's on Ozempic, you might want to tell them to look this up.
Well, you knew that there was going to be some sort of, like, everyone's waiting for the free ride, and you know that there's nothing that you put in your body that doesn't have some sort of side effect.
Well, several studies have linked the shots. I guess you take it shot form.
Yeah, you take shot form, and then it's a weight loss drug for people that are supposed to be, like, seriously chronically obese, but, like, everyone's doing it now just to lose a few pounds.
I didn't think it was a weight loss drug initially. I thought it was for something else.
It was designed for something else. I think for diabetics, maybe?
Yeah, it's something to control, like, your insulin levels. It's for, like, diabetics, but then it's got weight loss properties. And for a while, I don't think they fully understood why people were losing weight on it. It's like Viagra. And now it's ridiculously expensive, and everyone wants to be on it because a bunch of people are having success and losing a bunch of weight.
So they've linked the shots to conditions that cause inflammation and block blood flow to the eye.
Oh.
Causing severe and sometimes permanent vision loss.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
So be careful.
Well, and already they're saying that more studies are saying that it's like eating holes in people's digestive tracts and is causing like serious colon and stomach issues.
My eyes are very important.
And for a lot of people, they say that the reason why you lose weight on it is you feel like crap and you're nauseous all the time, so you stop eating.
So researchers have detailed 9 new reports of U.S. patients who are blind after taking it. Well, it's actually, there's 2 active ingredients in Ozempic.
Yeah.
Semaglutide.
Yeah, that's what the generic ones. I think they're all called the semaglutides.
And tirzepatide.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that.
But one woman injected 1 dose of semaglutide to her for her diabetes and woke up the next morning blind in her left eye.
Oh, sounds awesome. Jeez Louise.
So she stopped. So she was like, okay, well, that's not good.
Yeah.
So she stopped taking it.
Didn't matter.
They put her back on it.
Oh. She go blind again?
Yeah. Well, she was already blind.
I get it. If you're like 375 and you're going to die, like, I understand. But what I don't get is the people that are trying to lose like 25, 30 pounds. And so you're like, what the hell? Let me stab myself with that. That's the one I don't get at all.
Yeah. So she went back. So she went to the doctor. She's like, this stuff, kind of blind over here. And they were like, well, you need to go back on it for your diabetes. And the second she went back on it, she went blind in her right eye. So now she's blind. She can't see.
Good grief. And again,
but hey,
all to lose some weight.
Beach bod.
Beach bod. But again, there's the difference between beach bod and like, hey, I'm 500 pounds and I'm going to die if I don't do something about this.
Everybody have a great night.
Epidemic of our lives.
I've got to fly to Kansas.
Maybe. Winter storm warning.
Yeah, it's supposed to snow, so I may get stuck. But if I get stuck, I'm probably going to get stuck in Denver because this has happened multiple times to me.
Hey, Denver's a cool place.
The airport has a great lounge.
You can see the Blazers play in Denver.
Hey, there you go. Check out the Blazers.
When is that game?
Tomorrow.
Perfect. You know what? I actually will. If I get delayed, I'm going
Jokic
to that
crew?
Game.
No.
That will be the first time I've watched the Blazers all season.
You will not.
I am going. I have friends there. They're going to come pick me up, and we're going to go out.
All right. Well, I think me and Nemec tomorrow, and then I think me and Buck on Friday. Enjoy the wonderful all-American city of Salina, Kansas.
Thank you for the respect. You know, Buck was trying to diss on my all-American city label.
I was not impressed with the roster.
I respect.
Son of a bitch.
I respect.
All right, well, I'll be back Tuesday. Everybody have a great night. We're back tomorrow, 3-7, Figure Night.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.